Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com. That's monarch.com. Promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Why do you have nightmares, and what do they mean? Justina Lasley is the founder of the Institute for Dream Studies. You can find them online at institutefordreamstudies.org. Justina, what causes people to have reoccurring nightmares and nightmares in general?
Thank you so much, Anna, for asking this question, because I say nightmares are not bad. It's usually bad dreamer that's not paying attention. I think if we think of we're having a dream, it's got a message, it's coming to us, then it becomes a recurring dream. It's still not terrifying, but if we're not listening and paying attention, our dream maker and consciousness of our being is trying to get our attention, and it's going to make a lot of noise until we wake up and pay attention.
I love this. Anna, Sheila loves dreams so much that she's mad at us because we screwed it up and made it a nightmare.
That's true.
Like people that are like, sharks wouldn't bite you unless you were there swimming. I mean, they're not wrong, so maybe she's not wrong. I love that. All right, so how do we do a better job of shaping and steering our dreams so that they don't become nightmares? Because I do this every night before I go to sleep. I actually like kind of set my dream up.
That's great, Raven, that you are paying attention and thinking about maybe what I would like an answer to. And we call that incubating a dream. So I do that. And if I have a health issue, I'm like, what's really going on with my body? Or if there's just a misunderstanding I've had with someone, I will think about that before I go to bed. And the dream, it is so amazingly there for us.
Well, you know, Justina, we talk to a lot of people, and they all seem to have the same recurring nightmares of being chased, of their teeth falling out, of getting stuck in an elevator. Why do so many people dream of the same bad things happening to them?
Well, being chased is definitely one of the common dream themes. I find when I work with clients that they're being chased, and I encourage them to go back into the dream and stop and wait for whoever is chasing them to catch up with them. And it is amazing how most often it's someone or something with more of a present than a nightmare kind of thing. They're like, you have been running away from me forever, and I have a really good idea for you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or I know what you could do.
They're
going to
be bringing me a
health.
Present?
Yeah, so
this whole
gonna...
time I've been running away from this vampire in my dreams, and he's going to bring me a present?
You're going to kiss that werewolf.
No.
Yes. Vampire, whatever it is.
Seriously, if you think about what they're really representing, there are other aspects, too, that they can be life-giving. I think we are afraid of the good things that they might offer us. People say, why fear the predominant emotion? And I do think that it's because we are afraid of taking on more to become the person that we're created to be.
Okay. Solve an urban legend for us, all right, that's been predicated by the Matrix now to Anna.
Yes.
If Anna dies in her dream, what's that mean for her life?
Will I die in real life?
Okay, Anna. You are going to die in real life.
Oh, my God.
But when I die in the dream.
I did not expect that.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I read that
dream.
The wrong way.
See,
okay.
Yeah. See? I knew where she was going. I knew. All right. Well, that's good. I could cross that right off the list. So when the car goes over the cliff, I could just hold on tight. Let's see where we're going next.
Yeah, you're fine.
Hold on. Put your wings out and see that you can fly and land safely. I don't think I've ever heard a dream where somebody's gone off a cliff and died. But again, it's frightening.
It's frightening, but you want to know what? From now on, I'm going to push the gas even harder. Let's go.
Yeah, why not?
And I'm going to turn around. I'm going to face that vampire. Justina Lasley, founder of the Institute for Dream Studies. Find her online at institutefordreamstudies.org. Thank you.
Thank you.